I want to discuss very briefly an Eretz Yisrael-related shaila that Rav Moshe has two tshuvas on. One in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Siman Samach Dalet, and then one in the first of the two posthumously published volumes, that being Or HaChaim, Chelek He, and this is on page Kuf Nun He, in that volume, Siman Mem, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. And that relates to the practice of whether one uses the electricity generated by the Israeli-owned Chevrat HaChashmal power station on Shabbos or not. Because, as I'm sure many know, there are those that are machmir to have their own generator in use on Shabbos that they don't have to rely on the power generated by the Israeli-owned electric company. So Moshe was asked about this shaila, and the first tshuva, he writes the following. He says, in general, if one is benefiting from electricity that was produced through the malacha of a non-Jew on Shabbos, so in general, let's say in Chutz La'aretz, for example, they need to fix the entire electrical grid, thank you, because there are both Jews and non-Jews who need that electricity. And even if the majority, of the population in that particular city are Jews, but even for one non-Jewish customer in that grid, they need to fix the whole thing all at once. So they would do it even for that one non-Jew. So Rav Moshe writes, since they have to fix the whole Mechonat HaChashmal, the whole grid, for even just one home, so even if the majority of people in that grid are Jews, but since there are Goyim also, it's permissible for the Jews to benefit from that as well. And certainly says Rav Moshe, when in this country, for example, most people using the electricity are non-Jews, that would be permissible. But, says Rav Moshe, that's when the workers who are operating the system are non-Jews, as they are in this country. So if a non-Jew does a malacha on Shabbos, he has to do it for another non-Jew, and he would do it anyways for that non-Jew, then you can benefit from it as well. But in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe says, well, the concern is that the workers are Jews. Well, if a Jew does a malacha for both Jews and non-Jews, that would be problematic. So Rav Moshe says, what do you do about that? So Moshe says the following. He says, most people, even Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shemayim, Shuls, and Yeshivas, are Noeg Heter in Eretz Yisrael. Only a minority of Gedolei Torah V'Yira are Machmer in their own homes. So Moshe says, it could be because the Pshat is that, generally speaking, the system is operating on its own from before Shabbos. And if that's the case, you don't need people to do malacha on Shabbos to keep it up and running, so there wouldn't be a problem. What's the concern? The concern is something goes wrong on Shabbos. Something goes wrong on Shabbos, then you have the employees who have to do malacha to get it back up and running. That's the concern. So Moshe says it could be that people assume that we have a right to rely on the chazakah, so to speak, that it's been up and running from before Shabbos, will continue being up and running on Shabbos. And it has to be choshish that something's going to go down on Shabbos, and they'll have Jewish workers doing malacha to put it back up online on Shabbos. And Moshe says, and even if, in theory, there'd be a problem with the grid on Shabbos, and workers would have to repair it on Shabbos, some workers are not Jewish. Even in Eretz Yisrael, some workers are not Jewish. So Moshe writes, it could be that you have sort of a svek sveka. On the one hand, maybe the system is still running without a hitch, as it was running automatically before Shabbos, and I can assume that nothing happened on Shabbos that would require malacha to fix it up. And number two, even if something did happen on Shabbos that would make it go down and would require malacha to put it back up and operational, maybe it's the non-Jewish workers who are doing that malacha on Shabbos. And once the non-Jewish workers are doing it, we have that initial heter we mentioned before, that, well, if non-Jewish workers are doing malacha for both Jews and non-Jews together, and they would do the same malacha for just the non-Jews alone, then there's no concern then, even if the Jews benefit from that malacha as well. And therefore, Rashi says, Noagin lahater, the minog is to be matir, the use of electricity in Shabbos in Israel for that reason. He then adds, he says, and if your wife doesn't want to be machmer, you shouldn't stop her, even though you want to be machmer, especially since it may bring to some tension in the home. And even you yourself, says Rav Moshe, if it's difficult for you to be machmir, not to use this power generated by the electric company, most of the Chacham Ramekel, so you can rely on this as well. Then the later tshuva of Moshe just has an additional point. Again, he reiterates the fact that since most people in Israel are Mekel on the basis of the psak of Gedolei Torah there, and even shuls and yeshivas and Talmidei Chachamim are knowing heter in their homes. So again, it could be, I've heard Rav says, it's because the system works on automatic, and you just have workers on standby in case of problems, and many of those workers are also non-Jews, and if they do Malach on Shabbos, since they're doing it for both Jews and non-Jews, it's not a problem. Because you can be somech on the Svek Sveka that maybe it's still up and operational, and even if something went wrong on Shabbos, maybe the non-Jews fixed it up. Then Moshe writes, he says, in the later Shuvah, he writes, Vadai ro'oi l'tamidei chachamim v'yirei shemayim l'hachmir. Yeah, definitely it's befitting for Talmidei Chachamim and Yirei Shemayim to be machmir, but you're allowed not to be machmir if it's l'tzorech gadol. For example, if you feel it's l'tzorech gadol to keep the chant going on the electric-powered crock pot, or if you need hot water for Shabbos. So then Moshe says that's what he considers l'tzorech gadol, to allow the person to be somech on the Svek Sveka of that it should not be a problem to use the electricity on Shabbos. And then he writes, if you can attain a primus.
It's like a flame? Basically like a small gas tank. With a
small gas-powered flame that operates on its own over Shabbos without needing the electricity. So it says if you can do that, and that will supply your chant needs and your hot water needs, and you have a little blech that you can use to avoid any shahiyah problems. So that, you know, obviously says Moshe, then you avoid the problem altogether. He says if you can't get that, you certainly can be somech on the matirim, like Rov Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Yirei Hashem Yisbarach. Then Moshe concludes, but best to talk to Shlomo Zalman, who definitely knows all the electricity ins and outs in Eretz Yisrael. So even though Me'ikadir Moshe feels afi the Svek Sveka, if there's a tzorech gadol, such as need for chant or hot water, one can be meikel, but he recommends speaking to Shlomo Zalman in that regard as well. Pretty much like a heat of